friends. I'm so excited. I'm here with Clay. We were just having a love fest, so I wasn't prepared yet, because I was greeting him. But oh, I'm so excited.
I said, we're glad you're home, Hardy.
Oh, I feel you're home.
Hey, you guys, Hardy's here!
Oh, it's the most important time of the year. Oh, my goodness, it is like a pilgrimage. People come from all over the world here to the center of the known universe, Jersey City and WFMU. It is a whole colorful, like a United Nations. It is like Richard Scarry is a busy, busy world. And people come in all their costumes of all the countries that they're from. People are here in Japanese kimonos. And Vicky's wearing a beefeater suit. And she's carrying I think it's called a halberd. It's a large, sharp instrument for beheading the foes of the queen. But right now, she's using it for good, I think. And I'm here with my good friend, Chris. You over there, Chris? Yeah, come on now. Get it. I know you're excited, and there's so much we can do. We need to change the world. The world is like a tiny baby that has soiled itself. And we're gonna change it, and we're going to gently wipe its bottom, first of all, and get it nice and clean. This is not the first time it soiled itself, so it's not that, what's it called, what's your first poo called?
I don't know.
It's not mercurochrome.
No, that's the...
But if a baby could poo mercurochrome, we could make a lot of money, I think. People used to put that on wounds.
Yeah.
I know of a baby that could poo Neosporin.
It's a healing baby.
It's a healing baby. It would shoot lightning out of its fingers that would revitalize.
Unbelievable.
But right now I feel like this is a beautiful mission. First of all, I'm a little overwhelmed because I am physically here at the radio station. Not that I'm not live every week, but I'm not. Just because I don't live here. I live in Kentucky, which used to be part of the United States. And now I have come to you. I've driven here. They tried to convince me to come in a hot air balloon as a stunt. Ken said, we gonna put you up in a hot air balloon, the kind that Richard Branson has. It's going to go up in the stratosphere. And you go up there and you're oxygen deprived and be really funny and your voice sounds different. And I said, Ken, I can't. I'm going to go ahead and take a car. And I was also oxygen deprived in it. But I'm here now and I'm talking to y'all and we're going to ask you to do something. What? We're going to ask you to change the world. This is no small thing that we are doing. There's a word in freeform radio that's important. What is it, Chris?
Radio. No, freeform.
I'm doing anagrams. Effie? Yeah. F-R-O, fro, form. No, the word is free.
Ah.
Oh, my goodness, freedom is something we take for granted, don't we? And you know, you don't turn on a lot of things and really hear free expression. If you want to hear free expression in its truest form, if you want to hear human beings crying from the heart, a lot of it sounds like unlistenable music, but believe me, their cries from the heart. It's the way human beings expressing themselves and their experience of being alive. And it's the most important thing in the world to exchange ideas with other human beings, to say what you truly believe, to be able to do it. And a lot of times in our culture, we are prevented from doing that because it doesn't always make money. It doesn't always sell jam. It doesn't always sell cream that you might put on a wound or some wound cream like we were talking about earlier.
But this baby, I'm still hung up on this baby.
The healing baby. It's like a roll-on. You take it, and it's like roll-on deodorant. You just wipe its little bottom on the wound, and you're done. Now, that is funny because people used to use baby urine for things like take a used diaper and rub it on your face. I think that was
my grandpa does that now.
A lot of I don't know who would give you that advice, your frat brothers or something like that. It's good for your skin.
It's the initiation.
But I believe a lot of old folks used to do that. My grandfather put cockroach innards in his ear to help with an earache. But I'll explain that later because I'm going to ask you to do so. I see some of you already calling up. You know the drill. But, you know, I feel like things are different now. This year is different. I feel like it's very important that freedom of expression is more important than ever. And you say, what do I do with my life? Oh, Hardy, I'm not sure that I have a purpose. I'm not sure that I matter. What about my contribution? What should I do? And I'll tell you what. I'm just going to paraphrase the Bible. The Bible's talking about other things, but there's something beautiful in it. You're supposed to love a certain deity with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And this is what it means to me. It means that if you are dedicated to an idea, let's say it's freedom, then you must pursue freedom with all of your heart, which is your emotions. Put all of your emotions in it. You love this station. With all of your mind, that is your intellect. Put all of your intellect towards the idea of freedom and this station. And what is your strength but your resources? Some of us have some money, some don't. I know that for some of you, $10 is a lot of money. I understand that. For some of you, $1,000 is like nothing. And what better thing to do than to keep freedom alive, to keep freedom of expression alive, with nobody is telling Hardy what to do. Nobody ever tells me what kind of show to do. No one ever tells me what to say. You know, if I was anywhere else, they might, or I might engage in something worse, and that is self-censorship, where you feel like, oh, I can't say this. I know this isn't right. This people won't like this, or the powers that be won't like this. I don't have that in my head. My head is a free place. My spirit is not imprisoned. And if you think that that is a common thing, and that you are hearing the true manifestations of a human heart calling out, From other places, you probably are wrong. But this place and this station is a beautiful thing, and it's an important thing. And, you know, we would say, oh, keep the station going and all that, but, you know, I just want to get serious for a minute. Then I'm going to make all sorts of gas noises and things to lighten up. But right now, I got to tell you, if you want to do something important with your emotions, with your intellect, and with your resources, this is the place to put it. And you can do that by calling up, and Chris is going to tell you how to do that.
1-800-989-9368. We've got a whole room full of volunteers here to take your call. It's 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org, and you can pledge now. I can't say it better than you, Hardy. I mean, that's why we have a lot of people to thank already.
Oh, let's thank them.
Let's thank some people. I'm going
to
go.
Gratitude is the most beautiful thing on earth, is being able to say thank you to somebody who has helped you.
We want to thank Andal in Chapel Hill. Mr. White, you helped keep me sane. Brian,
thank you so
in
much.
Wayne, New Jersey.
Thank you, Brian.
Michael in Montclair.
Thank you, Michael.
Ronald in Blaine, Washington.
Thank you, Ron.
Joseph in Rutherford, New Jersey.
Thank you, Joseph.
Alexander in Shrewsbury.
Thank you, Alexander.
Jason in Chicago.
Thank you, Jason.
Anton in Waterloo, Ontario.
Thank you, Anton.
Stephen in Eugene.
Thank you, Stephen.
Says, keep on trucking, baby.
Oh, yeah, I'm on a truck.
Fassian in Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you.
Thanks to Bob in East Orange.
Thank you, Bob.
Tara in Butler.
Thank you, Tara. There's a lot of people. This is
great. A lot of big stack for you, Hardy.
Yeah.
And Hardy White is here in the flesh.
I am here in the flesh. I am so excited. And you know what's most exciting to me is I'm not joking about this being like a pilgrimage. People come here from all over back to the station. It's so meaningful in so many lives, and we're such a diverse lot. And I just love seeing everybody. Oh, you know you got soul. If you didn't, you wouldn't be in here. James Brown. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Because everybody here brings a little something different. You know, all a different level of incompetence. We have all sorts of types. So some of us are good at some things and not at others. Oh, my goodness, my friends. To be able to speak to you this live this way is just a dream come true. And so I want to be able to do something special. Now, a lot of times we talked, Chris, about doing, I've always wanted to do some kind of stunt or something. I'm never sure what to do.
I was saying you should eat a ghost pepper, but you didn't want to.
I grew them.
Did you?
This year. Yeah, I grew a lot, and then I smoked them. Not like I didn't.
Yeah.
My guy did that online.
I was bogus.
I
saw that, yeah.
Right.
I saw that video.
Don't, right? What
don't do
doing?
That.
Don't do that. But I know I smoked them on my smoker.
Right.
Hickory smoked them.
Wow.
And I've got all these dried smoked But, you know, I mean, I don't want to sound like a coward or anything, but they're just a little too hot for me. I like just a notch down.
You don't put them on like a ham sandwich or something?
I do. I also grow the paper lantern habaneros, which are also great. Yeah. They're also super hot. And I've grown the daddle pepper, which is a St. Augustine, Florida pepper. I don't know if you've had them. Real hot, orange, about this big.
Wow.
D-A-T-I-L, the best pepper on earth. They really are. They make a great sauce, too.
Yeah, I believe that.
But we digress.
And yeah, and everyone is tuned in right now to Hardy White's Pepper Talk on WFMU. 800-989-9368. 800-989-9368. Waiting to take your pledges. Thanks, Hardy, for being here. It's great to have you.
I love being here. It really is like a pilgrimage. You know, you think about a thing you love, as I'm going to head to it, and there's going to be other people there, you know, all beautiful, smelly human beings, and we all crowd into a room. I don't mind being on the other side of the glass for you. It's like being in an aquarium or something. You're all wonderful clownfish.
I look forward to this every year, to hang out with Hardy.
Oh,
and,
yeah, man.
And make money for raise money for the station.
I like
need it.
Nothing better. This station must stay on the air. And I feel like everything comes out of my mouth is going to be a cliche. You were the one we depend on. This is your station, but that is no lie. We don't answer to anybody but you. And you know, there isn't an infinite amount of listeners. You know, you are a group, and you're an exclusive group that appreciates having a lot of variety. You don't want to have somebody try to guess what you like. We want to introduce you to a lot of things. And then you know, a lot of our unconscious is what Pixar likes, you know, and you might not even know what you like unless somebody surprises you. And there's nothing better than to be surprised. Wow, look, I just said surprised. I'm a surprise. Somebody's surprising me. Now you stop, you little imp. And there really literally are imps running around here under the, there's little, I guess they live here, little tiny people that crawl around under some of the electronics and chew on the wires. I may be the only one seeing them, but it might have been some of the food that the old people bring in, delicious food to feed the volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
And some of it was was a casserole made of argot. And I think I'm starting to...
Is that what that was?
I'm starting to see sounds,
which I
like. It gives you synesthesia,
which
is not a bad thing necessarily. Like, every time you speak, you're spitting some kind of blue fog. I love it. I'm captivated by it. Also, I think there's a little camera, and I'm seeing there's little spy cameras all around. Aren't there? It's like a...
You didn't use the bathroom, did you?
Is there a camera in there, too?
I
love it.
Anything.
I put on a little show then, didn't I?
800-989-9368. Pledge for this great kind of... pledge for the... Hardy White, for all the great entertainment on the station, all the great shows. There's nothing like Hardy anywhere. It's one of a kind, and the station is one of a kind. But we need listeners to call in right now. 800-989-9368. Can we thank some more people? A few more?
Yeah, let's thank some more people. But before you do, I also want to say, you know, when you call in, it's also it's able to put your two cents in. You can give a message to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing, too. We want to hear from you. This is a two-way relationship.
Yep. Yeah, we can't be here without listener support. That's how we keep the lights on, everything.
And let's thank more people.
Thanks to William in Berkeley, Emily in Brooklyn, thanks to Brendan in Roselle Park, thanks to Andal again in Chapel Hill, Fred in New York, thanks to Edward in Claremont, California, for Dave and Hardy, Joe in Cleveland, Chris in Lagunitas, California, says thank you, with a heart.
Thank you. Boy, I'll tell you, those thank yous are very, very meaningful. You know, that's what I do it for, is the gratitude. I do it because I want to help, and knowing that I've done anything to entertain you for a little bit or help you for a little bit, that means the world to me. And if you want to, if you say, how can I thank you even more, Hardy? Well, you know, the station is a little, it's like I'm a sort of tick or something. And if the dog I'm on dies, then I die, you know? So you got to keep that old dog going so I can keep sucking his blood. I want to be a big fat tick. right? I want to look like and say, what's this? There's some kind of big sesame seed on me. No, it's me, a big swollen tick that is sucking the lifeblood of this radio station. And in exchange, I give you a form of, it's not Lyme disease, but it's like lemon or something. It's citrusy. It's tangy and it's compelling, I think.
Sounds delicious.
It's delicious and refreshing, I hope. I hope that's what I bring to you. I want it to be symbiotic and not parasitic.
Yeah.
And a lot of, I tell you, in the entertainment industry, you talk about parasites. Oh, there's nothing but sometimes.
The Maria Callas had the tapeworm that she allegedly swallowed to lose all the weight.
You know, people do that therapeutically now. It's not necessarily bad for you, you know.
Yeah?
Having a tapeworm. And, you know, they have little, you know, seen the cartoons of them and all? That's exactly right. And they wear little bowlers. I'm your tapeworm. And they talk to you and they come out.
So they're fashionable and adorable.
They are adorable. Yeah. And they can do little PSAs and stuff. Like, hey, who are you calling? They'll pop out of here. Right? And they go all through. They give a little tour. We give a little camera to it. It'll go back in and show you all around like the magic school bus.
Tapeworm Talk with Hardy White. Pledge now, 800-989-9368. We got to thank Eric in Woodside.
Eric, thank you.
Greg in Oak Ridge.
Greg in Oak Ridge.
Timothy in Brooklyn.
Timothy, thank you.
Thanks to Scott in Minneapolis.
Thank you. Oh, Scott is a special person.
He wants to adopt you.
Oh, he was. You know why? Because he's my daddy last year.
Oh, there you go.
Scott is very important.
Thanks to Melissa Jean in Jamaica Plain.
Thank
Thanks you. To Tom in Minneapolis, Christina in Brooklyn.
Thank you, thank you.
Michael in Brooklyn. Thanks
thank
to
you.
Esty in Verona, New Jersey. Kevin in Urbana, Illinois. Garth in Sacramento.
Thank you.
Man, it's like a list goes on and on.
I mean, am I hallucinating or is this a lot of people?
It's
I don't
a lot
remember,
of, you, yeah.
I don't remember being this many.
They love you more and more every year, Hardy, and they should.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted.
800-989-9368. This is the only time of year we take 2 weeks out of the normal programming to invite you to help us out. This is the only way we can make money for the station. It's listener-supported. There's no ads. It's just 2 weeks. We have to beg for money. And Hardy White is here in the studio. And broadcasting you, electrifying your airwaves.
You know, you think it would be no fun to ask for money. You'd think, oh, it must be tedious. You got to come on and all and talk, discuss the nuts and bolts. And I don't think that at all, because during the year, I don't get to profess my love for the station enough. I don't get to say what I feel is why this is important, why I am on this station. I'm only on this station, and I would only do it here. Why would you only do it here? Because I'm not in it for the reason. I'm not in it to be an entertainer necessarily. I'm in it because I have certain beliefs about expression. I have certain beliefs about artistic freedom. I have certain beliefs about freedom of thought and expression and ideas and being different and being able to be different and being able to throw things out there and to be able to fail. And we have such a fear of failure. We don't want to do things because we think they're fail. And if you go out and you just want to do things that you know are going to hit, you're going to do nothing but sequels. You're gonna do something brilliant, and then you're gonna do brilliant two, and then you're gonna be working on brilliant three, and then you're gonna be working on brilliant four, and right, and then you're gonna have no originality because you're always doing the same thing because you want the same result. But I'm telling you, you must walk out there on the flagpole and hang from your one good hand like Harold Lloyd. Oh, there's no blue screen. That's really Harold Lloyd hanging from a building. And if that flagpole goes, then Harold goes. And you know that's real. And that's what we're doing out here. There's no net. If this station falls, then we're not free form, we're free fall. And then we're going to hit that concrete like the supreme wizard or whatever her name is in Doctor Strange.
The Dread Dramu? Dramu.
Yes.
Dramamu.
No, not Dramamu, Babu, but...
Dramu.
No, the Lady Monk, the Mrs.
The Ancient One.
The Ancient One.
Yeah, sorry.
The Ancient One. She hits that concrete... And her beautiful dome head stays intact. I don't understand that. They could have really had some fun with that. You know, like we're going to stick an egg on it.
And,
no spoilers. No
draw
spoilers.
Draw a little face on. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, it's been out a long time. You're
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, no, it has. Yeah.
I'm not spoiling the movie.
800-989-9368. Pledge for Hardy White. This is your chance to say you love Hardy. You want the station to keep going. We need to hear from you now. WFMU.org. You can pledge too if you don't want to talk to anybody.
And I would like to say if you are blessed with abundant resources. There's lots of people that need this station, not just my show, but really need the station who don't have any resources. And that, you know, who I hear some people say, "Oh, $10. At least you have $10." I swear, I have friends that if they gave you $10, they would have to give up something like food or part of their rent. I mean, some people cut it close. That doesn't mean that they don't deserve everything that we have. You know, I believe that you have a right to hear these things. I don't think it's a privilege. I think you have an absolute right to hear the ideas of artists. You have an absolute right to share in the discovery. As we discover things or have new music, you have a right to it, to hear it. You're a human being. We must share it with you. This, to Bogart knowledge, to Bogart art, is a sin to me. And I'm sorry I didn't think of a better word than Bogart.
It
works. Award.
Made sense to me.
You know, my mind's going, let go of that. Pass it on.
Yeah.
Pass it on.
800-989-9368, WFMU.org. We should thank a few more people, I think. Thanks to Michael in Topeka.
Thank you, Michael.
Alexander in L.A.
Thank you, Alexander.
Melinda in Portland.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks to Emily in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Emily.
Greg in Orange.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks to Joseph in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Joseph.
Karen in Jersey City.
Thank you, Karen.
Ed in Graham, Washington.
Thank you, Ed.
Colin in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Thank you, Colin.
Who simply writes, thank you.
That's enough. What are you gonna? That's the most beautiful thing that you can say to another person, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Zach in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Zach in Brooklyn.
Thanks to Jason in Grand Ledge, Michigan.
Thank you, Jason.
Samuel in Chapel Hill.
Thank you, Samuel.
Roger in Jersey City.
Thank you, Roger.
Brian in Montclair.
Thank you, Brian.
Carrie in Davis, California.
Thank you, Carrie.
He wrote, I heart Hardy.
Oh, my word.
This is an outpouring of love for Hardy White, and deservedly so.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm not, I'm rarely at a loss for words, but this is a lot, this is really...
Yeah.
Amazing.
A lot of people love Hardy White, and they're right about that. It's get on this bandwagon.
I really appreciate it. You know, I think it's so rare. I hope I never take it for granted. I just wake up every day thinking, you know, I have this chance to go and be silly and when I want to, and be serious when I want to, and mix them up when I want to. And there's no other place I could do that. You know, there would be somebody telling me afterwards, hey, that was great. Here's some suggestions. No, never. You know, when I get done here, people go, yeah, whatever. And maybe they aren't really listening or care. So, but I doubt that.
No.
I think it's because they also are committed to freedom. And they know what that means. And they know what that means. And that they know that means flying without a net. Mm-hmm. Is that right? No. Flying without a net? Flying without a parachute net. Do you fly with a net? On your hair, you do if you're flying and serving food in public. I had a food service job, and they said, this is what the agriculture inspector said, because it was like a grocery store. He goes, if your beard gets any longer, you're going to need a beard bag.
Oh, like a hair net. But.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy who had the kosher counter at Kroger. The Crocher.
It should be called the Crocher.
It's called the Crocher.
You just coined a word.
Right. So in Atlanta, in Druid Hills, they have a large Orthodox Jewish community, so they have a Crocher.
Crocher,
basically.
Yeah.
All right? And so the guy had a beard bag. He had to wear like this bag on his beard like it was a sling.
Sure.
Like chinodonics.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Fernwood Tonight reference, so you have to go watch all the Fernwood Tonight so you can understand what I just said.
I'll get back to you.
Oh, I know. No, it's worth seeing. Go watch them all. They're out there. But I don't want to wear a beard bag, and they don't make me wear one here, which I think is beautiful. I have trimmed up, though, as you see.
Yes.
It's not long. And now everybody, look at all the celebrities that have the really long beards. Remember when I had one? Now they all have one.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
How's that? Mel Gibson, Michael Stipe, David Letterman? Where do you think they got that?
The innovator, Hardy Weick.
They don't know me.
800-989-9368. You're not hosting any award shows?
They don't know me from Adam. Absolutely not. And that's where they got it, from Adam, the first man. Had a long white beard, and then Eve said, you got to cut that. At least cut the mustache, is what Eve said.
Yeah.
I'm not kissing that.
Well, 800-989-9368 is the number to call. You've got a premium this year, Hardy, as usual.
I do have a premium. It is a DVD. I don't know how many of the other folks make actual movies.
No, yeah, you make films.
I don't recommend doing it. And they're really low quality. If you enjoyed Betamax, mm-hmm. they have that quality. Even though they're digital, there's so much information missing in the picture. But I think that's important. You want to be able to use your imagination. You go, "What? I wonder what pixel was there that's there now." But what is it? It's me sitting at my dining room table in my grand dining room. Isn't it funny that people have little dining rooms and the table's about as big as the room? How's that a dining room? I think we all think we're royalty. So we have a little separate dining room, just eating the kitchen. But I'm sitting in this, and I'm eating a plate of food, talking to you like you're having dinner with me. It's like my dinner with Andre, and you're either Andre or Wallace Shawn.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably the Wallace Shawn in this.
I think in this case, we're all Wallace Shawn. There's no Andre.
I'd prefer if it was My Breakfast with Blassie.
That's a good one, too.
Then one of us is Andy Kaufman.
And the other is Andy Kaufman.
Freddie Blassie.
That's right. And maybe we're both just a combination of that.
I wish.
Oh, me too.
It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, I was just talking about Andy Kaufman today. There's somebody who was nearly free, and now he's free as his body. You know, we're not all going to live forever either. I'll tell you what, you know, you're leaving a legacy. I know what I wanted to say. You know, if you do have resources, there's lots of people who don't. It would be lovely if you would pledge for them, too. You know, put it out there. Say, this is for somebody who can't. I know how important it is for other people to hear it, too. And I want to, and that's what many of you probably have in your mind. But go ahead and say it too when you call up. Say that you believe these things, that you also are passionate about it. It's okay. It's okay to be passionate about something. It's okay to believe in a principle like that. You know, we get so jaded and we get so cynical now. But it's so wonderful to sometimes let that down, to let our defenses down and say, you know, I'm moved by something, or something is important to me. I love it. I've heard things on this radio station. You hear a song that has been important to you, or you get excited by a new one or a new idea, and they can transform lives. You know, it makes life sweeter. You know, life is a mixture of sorrow and joy, and sometimes they absolutely collide, you know, when like funny things happen at funerals and everything. It's all mixed up. You won't separate it. You know, I was just talking the other day about my grandmother's funeral that put her dress on backwards, and it was hard not to laugh. You know, and you do that, like, they got a dress on backwards. And I love that kind of, that moment between the laugh and the cry. There's nothing more human. There's nothing more typical of being alive. And so this station mixes it up, man. They have everything's all mixed up. And that's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful to be confused. It's beautiful to turn on the radio and not know what you're hearing, isn't it? Yes. I'm sorry I haven't done any stunts. I'd love to stick my head in some food or something. I didn't plan ahead. I could have had any manner of condiment on my face. But we didn't think about it.
I already took care of that this morning.
I did have some. I was eating a burrito, and I got some sour cream, and it bothered a fella. You were with me.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was like almost immediately he's got something. Like, maybe I put it there. Maybe it belongs there. Maybe I need sour cream on it. Maybe it's a sore, and the doctor said smear some sour cream on it. You don't know?
If the baby doesn't work, you use sour cream.
Someone tried to brush a hair off my ear, and it was growing out of the lobe. You got a hair going, it's growing right out of the lobe.
Nice.
You know, but it embarrasses them more than me. I mean, I know I have ear hair. And it was them thinking they were helping me out. I love that.
So let your freak flag fly.
Yeah, and you can do it privately. Nobody has to know you're a freak. You know?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. That's wonderful about the radio. I'm listening to Hardy in private. Like, you could be, let's say you're in a religious cult that prohibits you from actually listening to the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I know you're in our broadcast area. So, you know, maybe you're listening in the closet. Maybe you're going, I got to go in the Harry Potter guest room to listen to Hardy with earbuds on. But it's helping me. I feel not so lonely. You know, you got to remember, this is a lifeline to people. Radio, for some people, keeps them alive. There's a lot of lonely people out there. And especially here.
In here.
Especially in the neighborhood, I think. I sensed it. I sensed it walking. Gosh, I almost smell loneliness around here.
That was me.
That was you, yeah. And that's no small thing. Man, you can do something about it. And you think, well, you know, they won't know it's me. Oh, the best deeds are done anonymously. The best things are. Boy, if you know that you have changed things and you're not getting credit for it, because if you got credit for it, it might muck it all up, right?
Yeah.
Then you have to be a perfect person, right? No, seriously. But you can be a flawed person and save the world. And nobody has to know. So I got this extra money. I don't know what to do with it. If I give it to you, I don't have it. I'm telling you, we're going to use it for good. First of all, some of it we're going to squander. No, not really. But I mean, that's making mistakes. You know, it's not all going to go to perfect things. Every show isn't going to be perfect. Everything is not going to be great. It goes to help us take some chances, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what makes it exciting, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to succeed and what's going to fail. Have we got more people to thank?
We do.
Oh.
And you can be one of those people. Make a difference. Call up 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. We want to thank Morgan in Brooklyn. Our own Kurt Gottschalk pledged. Thanks to Rick in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Ricky in New Haven. Thanks to William in Durham, North Carolina. Don in Montclair. Ann in Lexington.
Oh, thank you all.
Thanks to William in Armory, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Eli in Bainbridge Island.
Thank you, Eli.
Tricia in Denville.
Thank you, Tricia.
Thanks to Andrew in New York.
Thank you, Andrew in New York.
Perry in Arvada, Colorado.
Thank you, Perry.
Thanks to Joseph in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Joseph in Brooklyn.
David in New York City.
Thank you, David in New York City.
Douglas in Highland Park.
Thank you, Douglas in Highland Park.
Thanks to Judy in Croton. Croton.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I know, man. I tell you, I'm so nervous about having to read city names tomorrow. I feel like when I botch someone's name or the name of the city, I have committed a grievous sin. I do not take it lightly. Names are the worst. Like, if I get somebody's name wrong,
yeah.
I feel it for, like, years. It really bothers me. Like, there's nothing worse, because it's somebody's name. A name is sacred to me, right? So you mess someone's name up, you feel like you've done something frivolous, or, you know? And I really dread when people make fun of people's names. I guess I got to be the worst. I think people think it's funnier sometimes, but boy, names are important to me. I don't know why. I don't know why. But I was going to do something a little bit special, I think. I love language, and you know that, and I love to do, I love people's funny voices. And I was thinking this. Chris, I would like to do, this is for everybody in the
okay.
volunteer room if you want to join in.
Yeah.
And that is, okay. I want you to, I'm going to give you Bermuda lessons. Bermudian lessons. So the island of Bermuda is an island in Bermuda. Now, they did have a particular distinctive accent that was like no other accent on earth. It is largely disappearing, as a lot of regional accents are they not?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find that? New York accent?
Even in New York, yeah.
Yeah, there's certain accents that are disappearing.
Definitely.
Like the old-style Brooklyn accent, the old-style Bronx accent going away a little bit, right? As people get older and die, and as we have more, people mix around. And so this accent used to be very strong. People don't speak that way anymore, really. But I remember my grandfather's from Bermuda, and he'd speak this way.
Wow.
And I heard it very, very young, so I can do a little bit of it, and I want to give you Bermuda lessons. All right?
Okay.
So, and all the listeners, so this is a try. I don't do this very often. I just thought I'd do it for the...
That's great.
For the show.
That sounds like fun.
I'm going to give you some. So, repeat after me.
Okay.
Say, no by no. No by no.
No by no.
Right. So, it means like, no boy, no. No by no. All right? Okay. No by no. Say, get your bailings on.
Get your bailings on.
We're going swimming.
We're going swimming in the swimming pool.
That's right, you're going swimming in the swimming pool. Get your bailings on. Go down to your grandma's house. Go down to your grandma's house. Say down the road. Go on down the road. There you go. Now you're speaking Bermudian, isn't that it? So I'm going down the road to my grandma's house. Get your bailings on. We're going swimming next Wednesday.
It almost sounds, reminds me of like South African.
It's weird, yeah. And a little bit of, you know. Yeah, it's an odd kind of accent, but I thought I'd do a little bit of it for you for entertainment purposes and for archival purposes.
Yeah, so we've got to preserve that, and we
so
do.
You know.
We have because we have an archive that goes back.
This is one I did that to make a point.
Yeah.
Too. All this stuff is archived.
Yep.
This place.
You can listen to it at will online at WFMU.org,
mm-hmm.
which is also, by the way, where you can pledge to this show and say you love Hardy White and you love his Bermuda lessons.
If punks and hippies ran the library at Alexandria, it would be this building. Because it is a repository of information and music like none other. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, not just the physical collection of music, which is impressive, right? But the collective knowledge of everybody here. Have you ever thought about it for a minute? The expertise and the, like you get in a music conversation with people and you think, oh Lord, when do you even have the time to listen to all this?
I'm sorry.
It's amazing. And you know, a normal radio station is not gonna have that kind of depth of knowledge. It might be pop or rock or things you heard of, but this is stuff that this is all the world over.
And not only that, but nobody here is going to tell any of the DJs what to play. In other stations, it's like a catalog. There's things they're meant to play, 10% of this, etc. We don't do that here at all. Nobody says what to do. DJs do it all.
They program their own shows. That's so rare. I mean, it might be non-existent now, I think.
Yeah, it's rarer and rarer.
Right. Can you imagine that?
And we've got to keep that alive. 800-989-9368. Call right now. And pledge, there's all different pledge levels. $20, you get, you know, there's different things we give you as a gift. If you pledge at different levels, $20 is a Jersey tomato sticker, delicious looking sticker of a tomato, and reduced record fare admission. $50, you get all that and a beautiful listening party t-shirt. $75, you get Hardy's premium and all that.
Thanks so much.
And it's the DVD. What's the DVD called?
The DVD is called My Dinner with Hardy. It's a very original title.
Yeah.
And, sometimes I like being so unoriginal that it's original.
Exactly. Again. Yeah, why not? Like Billy Childish would say. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, so, what's the point of being original?
I'm acknowledging my non-originality, which is very original. But I'm not afraid to... You know, why is it a good idea? Why is it even important? Why do you talk about freedom and everything? What if it disappeared? Would I know what I'm missing? Did you ever see that Truman Show where the guy's living in a big dome? He doesn't know it. It's a dome. He thinks he's free because that's all he sees. He doesn't know what he doesn't know, right? You don't know when you're missing information. You don't know when you're not hearing certain things. You don't know when you're not hearing certain ideas. You think, I must be hearing all the ideas. They're playing the radio. I'm hearing all the music. Oh, no. Oh, no. There are things that might be hidden from you. Because why? Because they might set you free. They might make you a bad customer. Oh, and they don't want you to be a bad customer. They want you to be a good customer. It would be nice if everybody did what they're told. Then I could do my accounting well because I could count on everybody buying the same album, going to the same movie, right? You don't want them to have all be independent. I won't be able to do my accounting properly. I have to know how much you're going to spend and what you're going to listen to. I need to be inside your head controlling what you do. Is that what you want? You want little people inside your head. They're going to crawl up your shoulders like they're tiny little malevolent leprechauns. But they're not wearing funny green Irish suits. They're wearing tailored gray suits, what they call charcoal. And they're going to come up there with their matching ties. And they're going to crawl in your ears. And they're going to carve their expectations upon your cochlea. Is that right? Is that a thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you don't want that. You want to be the architect of your own city in your mind, your own mansion. You build it.
Oh, okay.
And it can be anything you want. It doesn't have to conform at all. Oh, you say, I'm not really a rebel. I can't be a nonconformist. Oh, you can in secret. You can secretly enable those. Say, I hope they win. I can't tell everybody I'm rooting for this team, but I hope they win. Oh, we need your resources right now. If you got anything extra, you've been so generous. Oh, I love it. But I don't tire of asking you for it. I don't tire of asking you to step up and be mighty and make a difference. And sometimes I forget to say, oh, if you pledge this, if you pledge that, I say, you know, a lot of people that are kind of like prosperity preachers and all, they might say, oh, if you give this money, this is going to happen to you. I don't know what's going to happen to you. I don't know if you give this money that everything is going to work out okay. It's a chance, but all you need is a chance. That's all you really want, right? The holiday of Purim is coming up. I'm giving a show this Saturday, and it's all about a chance. There's no guarantee of victory, but you get a fighting chance. And as long as this station is on the air, there's hope. Okay. Hope goes out there that there's going to be freedom, and that'll even spread, and more people will wake up and say, you know what? Everything, let's take a chance. Let's do it. Let's be adventurous.
And you do that, you call now, 800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the website you can pledge on. And Hardy said it. I can't say anything better than that. I mean, you heard that from the man himself.
Oh, it's so much fun too.
We got to thank some more people. I think.
I can't believe it. I'm really
getting through. Coming up on towards the last 15 minutes of the show, and we're nearly reached your goal here for the show.
I didn't even realize I had a goal.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm almost there.
we got a little ways to go. 800-989-9368. There's all different pledge levels. 180 gets you all this stuff. 365, and you can split these up into monthly installments. We have a swag for life, where you get all this extra stuff, and it's you know, you can pledge now the most you can pledge, and break it up into payments through the year. A thank you to Taylor in Burbank, California.
Thank you, Taylor. Oh, I know Taylor.
Generous pledge. Bettina in Seattle.
Thank you, Bettina.
Thank you to Aaron in Indianapolis.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hardy's Hymns, thrill my soul. Miracle nutrition is the best medicine in the dark times.
Yay.
Thanks to David in St. Petersburg.
Thank you, David.
Thanks to Phil Blank. Oh, Phil, sorry, in Hillsboro. Happy Purim. Hardy White.
Phil.
Sorry about that. Mark in Atlanta.
Thank you, Mark.
Writes, love you, Hardy.
I know, Mark, I bet.
Thanks to Cosmic in St. George.
Thank you, Cosmic.
He writes, you have friends in Vermont.
Oh, yay.
Thanks to Ralph in Fresh Meadows.
Thank you, Ralph.
There's nothing better than a Thursday night mind journey.
Oh, yeah, man. Thursday nights in general, I enjoy.
Thanks to, me too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Thursdays are pretty good for me. Yeah. Yeah. Joyce in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Joyce.
Freedom is everything.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm with you, Joyce. Thanks to Glenn in West Milford.
Thank you, Glenn.
He writes, I learned all I need to know about eugenics from Hardy White.
Thank you. Hey, you know, there was a movement to sort of kind of ban Francis Galton from the kind of erase him from history, even though he did other things besides eugenics. Hey, everybody makes a mistake. But I think then we wouldn't have the perfect way to cut a cake. You can't do that.
That's right.
You gotta take your your awful ideas and your somebody could actually have a good idea. Okay. And there's also a little thing called redemption. You know, people can change. And you know what? I think this station sometimes provokes a wonderful sort of redemption. It can provoke people to be free. It can jar them out of the mundane. It can jar them out of the sameness of their life. And it can change hearts, and people can change. You say, all these people marching around like robots liking the same things. Oh, they can be set free. I've seen it happen. I've seen people's tastes change. Their worlds open up.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little sheltered child. I thought there was only musical soundtracks because my mother had just like South Pacific and Pajama Game. But there is a world beyond Pajama Game. I got steam heat, but I got other stuff too. I also got, then I found, you know, James Brown and P-Funk and everything. And yes, do I still come back to Hernando's Hideaway? Yes, because I'm looking for Poopsie. Poopsie!
I remember you telling me about the cake technique, what was that, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And it's only just been featured on the show QI. I can't believe it's taken that long.
Really?
But you've clearly...
I feel like they monitor my show for ideas. I don't need
so.
Credit. They're really not my ideas.
800-989-9368. We're coming up on the last 10 minutes. Thanks so much to everyone who's pledging. Keep those pledges coming. This is the only 2 weeks we do this on the air. We have to do it. We have to ask all the great listeners who listen to Hardy White's show every week. All the shows. If you enjoy it, we gotta have your pledges. That's
and
how
again,
this.
Again, I don't mind it because to me, I get to do it. I guess to just speak a love letter to the station. I get to speak a love letter to the listeners, and you know, I speak a love letter to the volunteers and everybody on this station. And I get to tell you, I love it, and we're all together. You are all here, all these listeners. Some of them we know you a lot from comment boards, or we see your name every year given. Don't think we don't remember who you are. I know exactly who you are. I am so thankful for you. I wouldn't be able to do this if you didn't like it. That's the way it works. To me, it is absolutely amazing that we're able to connect. Fate brought us together. It's keeping us together. And it's something to believe in. When you see somebody else with a WFMU shirt on at a party, does you not immediately go to that person because you know they're a kindred spirit, they're going to be okay, they're not going to hurt you? I tell you, Vicky, your beefeater costume is wigging me out here. You're swinging that halberd, you're going to hurt somebody. Looks striking, though. I don't like gin, but myself, it gives you a headache. But boy, that is just a handsome costume. A lot of the other people, a lot of costumes from the countries are really beautiful. I've seen so many colorful outfits from people.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of any off the top of my head. But the one fellow with the shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's from.
Probably
Kearney.
Hot Topic. Stop by Hot Topic.
He was from Clifton.
I hate to interrupt, but I do want to interrupt because we have some pledges to people to thank. I got to thank these people.
Oh, let's thank them. This is
Please.
Overwhelming. So many.
The love is coming through. 800-989-9368. Everybody loves Hardy. Mark from Monroe.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks to Charles in Granby, Quebec.
Wow.
Hardy, you make us all a little bit stronger.
Oh, thank you, Charles.
Thanks to Wendy in Philly.
Thank you, Wendy.
Who says, please ask Hardy to say hi to my 6-year-old daughter, Esther. She is excited to see him on Saturday.
Esther? There's a 6-year-old girl named Esther coming to the show?
Yes, sir.
On Purim? It's about Esther. Oh, that is magical and beautiful. Esther, you have a wonderful, magical name. Oh, my goodness, that excites me so much. I'm almost in tears. It doesn't take much to make me cry.
Yeah.
I'm a weeper.
Uh-huh.
I admit it. You know that. I well up a lot. It disturbs people, but I can't help it. I wear my something on my something.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't want to.
Part on your sleeve.
That's it.
Probably.
I knew it was some organ on some piece of clothing. I didn't want to guess that. I wear my colon on my pant leg. God bless. Some people have to do that, but I don't. I choose to put my kidney in my breast pocket.
Thanks to Jeff in Mendota Heights.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
Getting your premium. He writes, his inspirational Dada has been instrumental to me.
Thank you.
Thanks to Patrick in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Patrick.
Looking forward to more time stories. The 13th century is the best.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going this Saturday going to the 12th century.
Oh, that's exciting. We got a
mid-12th.
Okay.
1160s. It's fun.
That does sound nice.
Oh, it'd be nice. I'll tell you. It'd be lovely.
Thanks to Joe in Brooklyn, who's dropped a Y3K pledge.
Woo!
Wow.
Says, keep on keeping on.
Wow.
And
the not welling up is getting harder to not do.
It's
do. What?
We have an anonymous pledge, I think.
Oh. That's not bad.
Okay. God bless, more power to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, thanks to Cesar. I don't know. There's no accent mark, so you gotta spot me this one, please.
All right.
From Elmhurst. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And they've all pledged to Miracle Nutrition. Aww. Hardy White on 800-989-9368. We've only got a few minutes left. Every bit counts. Every bit
really
counts.
It really does.
And it means a lot to us.
It means a lot. None of them. I, every time I hear a name, sometimes I don't say thank you. I'm concentrating on it. I'm trying to send out. I know that sounds absurd and everything, but I'm just trying to let it sink in, right? You know, I'm trying to picture you out there, a physical, a real person, not just a name, you know, a real person with a life and with things that are going on and everything, and that you give us any of your time at all is really remarkable, you know. It's all a miracle. I call the show Miracle Nutrition, but, you know, I don't do that lightly. It's a miracle when we come together and we connect. You have something I need, I have something you need, and we get to hook up and exchange it and make our lives better. And it does. It's changed my life. It's changed my life in ways I cannot possibly tell you.
Absolutely.
Hasn't it, the station, been a savior for so many people? Here, anybody in that room, if this station has been absolutely changed your life, whoop.
Woo!
They mean it. They mean it or they wouldn't be here.
And we got to thank some of these people. Steve, Scott, and Jack all came down here to answer your phones.
Scott
thank
drove
you.
Me. Scotty C. from Tennessee drove me up, okay, from Kentucky.
Wow.
He came from Tennessee. He picked me up in Kentucky in the middle of the night. Yeah. Like I say, at the hour they usually dump bodies on my street, so I was a little nervous. But and then we came up here. So that's how much love, man.
We just got a mouse-sized pledge from Steven in Verona.
Oh,
thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
He writes, Hardy gets all my money for that chinodontics reference.
Oh, he got it. Yeah, see if there's only...
Kenneth Mars forever.
Kenneth Mars forever. I am willing to say something that only one person will get.
Yep.
Because when they do, see what happens? We connect and you get so excited. Oh, yes! So much love. I got so much... excitement right now. I
wish I had
it across.
I wish I had an animated GIF of what you just did.
Oh, I know.
I'll watch that loop forever.
It is like that. Somebody's dead. Joe's actually doing it. Oh, I think he did it. I could try to recreate it. Oh, man, somebody hug Greg. I'm so full of love right now. I could practically burst.
Hardy, we've made your goal. We've done amazing.
Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
This has gone really well.
Oh, that means a lot. That's beautiful.
Don't stop pledging, though.
Yeah, don't stop.
We have to. We have to make a lot of money in terms of the station.
I don't
want
to.
800-989-9368. Keep those pledges coming in. WFMU.org.
So many listeners too.
Yeah.
You know,
this is a huge amount of listeners.
That's a ton
amazing.
Of people. I've never really. It's special. I feel something in the air.
And Hardy, you've got to talk. We'd be remiss if you didn't mention your Monty Hall show coming up. Is it Saturday?
It is Saturday. It's called The Arch Poet in New Jersey. And I'm going to talk about the Arch Poet. And it's Purim. So if you want to wear a costume and I maybe get drunk afterwards. But you may also do that. That's appropriate. But we're going to have a great time and a fun time. And it's I tell you, I just look forward all year. And I put so much energy into it, trying to make it be a memorable experience for everybody. Because
yeah.
I feel so blessed to be able to do it and so lucky. and to connect with people. And there's a I'm dedicating it to my friend David. My friend David was a super listener of this station. He supported it all the time. He would come up, all right, for my show every year, and he passed away in October. That's one less beautiful soul we have, all right? So that happens too. You know, we lose people, and it's so important that we understand how precious the thing we have is, the time we have together is. It's precious. It's so important. Every moment, nothing to be wasted. You say, why do you get so excited? Why are you so all geared up, Hardy? It's because we're never going to get this moment again. This is so beautiful. I try to remember and look at everything and have it seared into my brain so I can take it with me everywhere. So I can take it with me even after this is all gone. You know, it'll still endure. And I want to give you some of that too. And we can have that together. If this beautiful thing we have, this beautiful vehicle that we have, that connects us, this ship, this spaceship, this station. And if we just keep it going, keep it chugging along, keep it patched up like the spaceship on Firefly or something.
Right.
I figured drop Firefly.
Sure.
A handful of very enthusiastic sci-fi nerds.
Right.
Go, Firefly, I'm doing it.
Yep. That's a good call.
I love Jane.
Thank you to David in New York City who writes, I'm a sucker for a rectum joke.
Yay. Oh, you're going to have a rectum. Hell, I damn near killed him.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. Did you get your joke?
Well, 800-989-9368 is the number to call, WFMU.org. And Hardy will be appearing live. His legendary, I'm not exaggerating, his performances at Monty Hall are legendary at this point. People talk about them all year round. That's coming up on Saturday.
Okay, that's probably, you shouldn't have told me that.
Oh.
That is very nerve-wracking, Chris, and
yeah.
Now I'm not sure I can function.
You'll do it. You'll be fine.
All right.
Somebody tells me you don't mind.
Hey, well, we're coming up on 8 o'clock. I have mere seconds left.
Okay.
And my buddy Kevin is coming up. Kevin and Becky today.
Great.
Oh, love that Kevin. Oh, he's a good man. So.
And thanks to Gregory in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Gregory in Brooklyn.
That's it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, it's 8 o'clock, and I'm going to throw it over to Kevin now, and have a wonderful time, everybody.
Thanks to David in Brooklyn, too.
All right.
That might be the next show. Oh, all right.
Yay. All right. Wow. I'm out of here. I'm done.
Tell him to start.
Tell him to start. Hey, y'all, start.
Somebody's, yeah!
came. The river shed. Go to be baptized. Go to be baptized now. The old man gone. God obeyed. In the hoover. Pull my mouth in. Oh, my Lord. So come first. Now feel alright. Alright. Now feel alright. I heard a voice from heaven said, this hill, this marvelous son. And who am I? Who am I? You love me. Therefore, go therefore now and teach our nation, teach our nation to be for me. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, of me. I've been to the river and I've been baptized now. I'm so converted, and I feel alright.
If they can sing the song for the devil, we should be able to sing it for Jesus. And the song tells a story, and it goes like this.
Well, Jesus coming back to run.
Are you ready, brothers and sisters?
I'm ready.
Yes, you better get ready. The Bible Heirs and the Spiritual Singers. I hope we didn't take it all out already of everyone with that song there. The Bible Heirs, Spiritual Singers. Here on Sinners Crossroads on WFMU, my name is Kevin Nutt, and we're broadcasting from the 43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City by way of amazing technical somersaults. And I'll tell you, too, right before that, the BC Harmonizers and the Baptism Rap, because we need to have